KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Peter Borges singled home the winning run in the ninth inning to give the St. Louis Cardinals a series sweep and their fifth straight win with a 1-0 victory over the Pittsburgh Pirates. Pittsburgh closer Mark Melancon in his second inning of work got the first two men before Yadier Molina drew a walk. John Jay singled to left, and Borges followed with a single to center, and Molina easily beat the throw home. St. Louis grabbed the Central Division lead Monday, and they increased it to 2.5 games over the Milwaukee Brewers. It's the largest lead this season for the defending division champs. Trevor Rosenthal pitched the ninth for the victory yesterday. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, it was Atlanta over Philadelphia 7-4. Colorado beat San Francisco 9-2. Washington over the Los Angeles Dodgers in 14 innings, 8-5. The Mets beat Miami 4-3. Chicago over Milwaukee 6-2. Arizona beat San Diego 6-1. Alex Gordon hit a two-run homer. Jason Vargas pitched into the seventh inning, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Texas Rangers 4-1 last night, finishing off a three-game sweep. Vargas stranded four runners in scoring position before turning over a two-on, two-out mess to Kelvin Herrera, who escaped that jam. Lewis Coleman gave up a run in the eighth before Wade Davis finished off the inning, and Greg Holland worked a perfect ninth for his 42nd save. That victory, along with Detroit's loss to Cleveland, allowed the Royals to extend their lead to a game and a half over the Tigers in the AL Central. They're off today before a crucial trip that takes them through the wild-card-chasing Yankees and into a three-game set in Detroit. Nick Tepish allowed all four runs over 6 2/3 innings for Texas. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, it was Seattle over Oakland 2-1. The Yankees beat Boston 5-1. Cleveland shut down Detroit 7-0. Toronto 7-4 over Tampa Bay. Minnesota beat Chicago 11-4. Houston over the LA Angels 4-1. One interleague game yesterday in baseball saw Baltimore defeat Cincinnati by a score of 6-0. Well, UCLA says running back Stephen Manfro will miss the rest of the season with a torn ACL. Manfro was taken off the practice field on a cart after injuring his knee on Tuesday. The junior caught 37 passes for 400 yards and 2 touchdowns over the last 2 seasons. He was also featured on special teams. Freshman Nate Starks is likely to take Manfro's spot in UCLA's offense. Well, they play quarterback and wide receiver, tight end, and offensive line. They can be found on both sides of the ball, first on the depth chart and last. There are 16 of them on the Kansas City Chiefs roster this season, and what they all have in common is this. They starred in college, went through the entire draft without anybody willing to take a shot on them, and then managed to scratch and claw their way into the NFL anyway. They're undrafted free agents, the unwanted who managed to become indispensable. The Chiefs have four of them who will be starting on Sunday against Tennessee, not including kicker Cairo Santos and long snapper Thomas Gafford. They've had at least one newcomer make the roster each of the last 12 seasons. Chiefs open up the season at home against Tennessee on Sunday. We'll have that game for you here on KJAN. Elsewhere around the league, the New York Jets could be without cornerback Dean Milliner for their season opener Sunday, leaving the team's depleted secondary even thinner against Oakland. Milliner still hasn't practiced since suffering a high ankle sprain on August 10th. He worked with trainers on the side during Wednesday's workout and did straight-ahead running, but he hasn't done any cutting. The family of Junior Seau has opted out of a proposed NFL legal settlement with former players over concussion-related injuries. Instead, the family will continue its wrongful death lawsuit against the league. Seau committed suicide in 2012 after spending 20 seasons in the NFL. The NFL says concussions decreased by 13% overall during the 2013 season from the previous year, and the number of concussions coming from helmet-to-helmet contact was down 23%. Those are the findings of the NFL's Health and Safety Committee, which released its report to the Associated Press on Wednesday. A group campaigning for the Washington Redskins to change their name is sending a letter to broadcasters requesting that Redskins not be uttered on the public airwaves. That letter was released Wednesday and is signed by more than 100 Native American, religious, and civil rights organizations. Well, Serena Williams remains in line to become the first woman with 3 consecutive U.S. Open titles since Chris Evert won 4 straight from 1975 to 78. The top-seeded Williams fell behind Love 3 in the first set of her quarterfinal match before storming past number 11 Flavia Panetta 6-3 and 6-2. Williams next will play number 17 Ekaterina Makarova, who's in a Grand Slam semifinal for the first time after downing 16th seed Victoria Azarenka 6-4 and 6-2. Makarova had dropped her previous 4 major quarterfinals, including a loss to Wimbledon runner-up Eugenie Bouchard this summer. The tournament's other number one singles player is through to the semifinals as Novak Djokovic needed about 3.5 hours to down 8th-seeded Andy Murray, 7-6, 6-7, 6-2, and 6-4. The match was tight until Djokovic broke the 8th-seeded Murray to go up 3-1 in the third set and then fended off a pair of break points in the next game. This is the 8th straight semifinal appearance for Djokovic at the Open, and he'll face a player who just made a bit of tennis history. 10th-seeded Kei Nishikori has become the first Japanese player in 81 years to reach the semis in a major as he downed Australian Open champion and 3rd-seeded Stan Wawrinka 3-6, 7-5, 7-6, 6-7, and 6-4. That match lasted 4 hours and 15 minutes, less than 48 hours after Nishikori completed a 4-hour, 19-minute fourth-round match that didn't end until 2:26 a.m. local time Monday morning. Nishikori became the first man from Japan to reach the U.S. Open semifinals in 96 years. And a person at the U.S. Tennis Association with knowledge of the decision tells the Associated Press that Patrick McEnroe is resigning as the group's general manager of player development. McEnroe is to announce that he's stepping down at a news conference at the U.S. Open later this week. He's been in that position in charge of helping the USTA develop young tennis players since April of 2008. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.